I know this week is supposed to be all about turkey. I would say most of us are probably going to partake in some kind of turkey, unless you just totally hate the beast and don't want to eat him. But guess what? The sermon is still all about sheep. There it goes. All right. Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Leave them alone and they'll come home bringing their tails behind them. If I were a career advisor and Miss Peep came to me and said, "Hey, how am I doing?" I think my advice to her would be find another job. Because she is a shepherdess, which is a female shepherd. And as a female shepherd, you have one major responsibility: watch the sheep. But she manages not to just lose one sheep. By the poem here goes, it looks like she absolutely lost every single sheep she was given the responsibility for. And then to make matters worse, when she can't find them, she has the bright idea, "I'll just sit down and I'll sit here and I'll wait for them to come back and everything will work out okay." No, that's not the way it works, does it? I mean, that's not what Jesus said when he said, "I came to seek and save the lost." And practically speaking, if it's a domesticated sheep and it's left out there wandering by itself, it's not going to survive. Now, eventually, Bo falls asleep and she has a dream about her sheep, and she wakes up and she decides to go out and find her sheep. And the story has a happy ending. But let's be realistic. That's not how it works. You see, if I was to look at Bo Peep, I would say that she's not totally committed to the job of being a shepherd. Sheepish. That's the name of the sermon series. The word means showing embarrassment from shame or lack of self-confidence. And you know, I think many Christians are just a little bit sheepish. We're kind of embarrassed because, well, we're afraid. We're afraid of living our life for Jesus because, well, that means we have to profess Jesus to everyone. And, well, I don't know that I'm comfortable doing that. I'm a little embarrassed sometimes. Don't feel so bad. Remember our friend Peter, the shepherd sheep, or the sheep shepherd, whichever way you want to put it, have the same problem of not wanting to confess Christ in public. Sometimes we're a little sheepish because we lack self-confidence. Simply put, we have not put in the effort into knowing Jesus. Thus, we become afraid to live openly because we lack confidence in our own ability. Consequently, that lack of confidence leads us to rely on ourselves instead of Jesus. And then, well, I'm afraid I'm going to sink if I get out there living this life the way that I think I'm supposed to live it. But once again, don't be too disheartened. Remember, Peter, he had one of those moments too. Sure, he stepped out of the boat and stepped out onto the water, but as he began to look around and he saw waves, he began to sink. Now, fortunately, I have a theory. Our embarrassment and our lack of confidence can be fixed by one word: commitment. That's what we're really missing. We're missing commitment to what it means to actually be a shepherd. This is what Jesus said. We're familiar with these verses, right? John chapter 10, verses 7 through 13. "Therefore, Jesus said, 'Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come and go and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it, and the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. So last week, I hope I drove my point home very clearly, and if you didn't, let me just summarize for it. You are not a sheep. You might have started off your Christian life as a sheep, but you are not a sheep. You were called to be something more. You require called to have a career with Jesus. Now you think, wait a minute, I'm not called into ministry. Everybody is called into ministry if you are a follower of Christ. So the question becomes is what kind of career are you going to have? Because you can't stay a sheep forever. And well, Jesus in his little story here, he gives us three career paths as we are choosing to stop being sheep and we're going to start interacting with sheep. He gives us three career paths that we may choose. And I think there are people in the church that have chosen all three. So they are a shepherd, a hired hand, or a thief. Now, you're probably thinking, well, this is an easy pick. I mean, it's easy to see the difference, and maybe not. Did you know that all three of these career paths have some things in common? All three watch sheep. If you're a shepherd, you own the sheep. You want to make sure nothing happens to the sheep, so you watch sheep. If you're a hired hand, then you are paid, and you don't get paid unless the sheep are around, and you are watching sheep. If you're a thief, well, you watch them too. You just happen to be looking for the one that wanders away or maybe a little slow or maybe a little older or what have you, something that you can easily steal. Not only all three of them watch sheep, guess what? All three need sheep to do their job. Think about this. What's the one thing you have to be a shepherd? A sheep. If you don't have a sheep, then you're not a shepherd. It just works that well. Now, if the shepherd has no sheep, then the shepherd doesn't have to hire anybody to help him look after the sheep, so the hired hand has to have sheep to do their job. And even the thief, if there are no sheep to steal, then guess what? You can't be a thief because there's nothing to steal. So all three of these career paths, they need those sheep, and all three of them profit from sheep. What? Yeah, think about it. Why does the shepherd raise the sheep? Well, to shear the wool, to sell the wool, to earn a living. Well, why does the hired hand show up to watch sheep? Because somebody paid them to be there. And well, what is the thief hoping to gain from the sheep? Well, either he's going to steal it, and he's going to either shear it and sell the wool and then kill the sheep to have dinner, or maybe he's going to sell the sheep as a whole, but you get the idea. All three of these guys, these people, these careers, they're going to have profit from the sheep. Now, as we move a little further away, the shepherd and the hired hand, they have some things in common too. They're supposed to be there. The shepherd is there because he owns the sheep, and the hired hand is there because they were paid to be there. If they don't show up, they don't get paid, right? That's the way a job works. Both the shepherd and the hired hand are supposed to care for the sheep's needs. That's their job, right? I mean, they want to make sure the sheep are healthy and they're fed and they're watered and they're put in the pen and they're done. That's the job. So they have that in common. And you know what the funny thing is? Even the hired hand and the thief have things in common too. They have limits. They have things that this job, you're not paying me enough to do that. Or you know what? What you're asking me to do is outside of what I'm willing to do to get a sheep. And in the end, the hired hand and the thief, they're both self-serving. So I show you these commonalities because you need to understand that sometimes if you were to ride past a pasture and there was a big flock of sheep and you see somebody standing out there, you think, oh, well, there's the person standing with the sheep. He must be the shepherd. Maybe not. He could be the shepherd. He could be somebody that hired the shepherd paid to come and watch the sheep while he went to take care of other things. Or very well, it could be a thief walking amongst them. Because you understand that it isn't just about what makes them common. It's about what makes them different that we really want to pay attention to. And I submit to you, what makes these three career paths different is what they're committed to. And I think as we pull these three pieces apart, we're going to see that maybe we have been thinking all these times that, you know what, I'm a shepherd. But when we begin to look at our commitment level, maybe we're not. Maybe we've chosen the wrong career path and we're simply a hired hand. Or maybe we're a thief and we're actually stealing from the flock. So this morning, we're going to look at these three career paths, and we're going to take a look at the differences, and we're going to start with the sheep and with the thief. That's a good place to start. And when you talk about the thief, what makes him unique is he does what he wants. He sees a sheep. I want the sheep. I take the sheep. I don't give any consideration to anything else. I only do the things that I want to do. If I don't want to go steal in the morning, I'll just wait till the afternoon. I don't have a clock. Okay, I can do it whenever I want, however I want. It really doesn't matter to me. I just do it however I want. No concern whatsoever. Guess what? The thief, they're only committed to themselves. Think about it. They're not putting in the hard work. They're not out there day in and day out. They don't care about the sheep. All they care about is the sheep available when I want him, right? They don't care about whether or not it's being fed regularly. They don't care whether or not it's sick. They don't care. They only care about themselves. I need, fill in the blank, money, time, resources. I want this. And so since I want it, I am going to take it. They're committed to only themselves, because their goal is a healthy me. I don't care about the person sitting next to me. I don't care about the person that's lost. I don't care about the person that's struggling. I don't care about the person that's doing. The only thing I care about is, did I come into the pen, and when I leave the pen, are my needs met? Am I healthy like I want to be? That's a thief. They only are concerned with themselves, and their only goal is to make sure their life is okay. The only thing they're willing to sacrifice is sheep. I mean, they're not going to go out and take care of these sheep. They're not going to take their temperature, and when one's giving birth, they're not going to be there to help that, and they're not going to be there to make sure the pasture's green and the waters are calm. They don't care about any of that. The only thing they are willing to sacrifice is the sheep that they steal. The ones that they lead away. The ones whose lives they come into and they create chaos and confusion. Because you know what you get from a thief? Lost sheep. Isn't that how it works? By the time the thief is done, let's say there were 100 sheep. By the time the thief is done, what is the thief's goal? To make sure what? There are only 99. And then if there are 99 sheep and he comes back again, what's the thief's goal? To make sure there are only 98. Then 97, 96, 95. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. And so when you have a bunch of thieves working in a flock, you understand what you see, right? One by one, the sheep begin to disappear. And the shepherd may be very confused about what's going on because he's taking such good care of the sheep. But you have to understand, not everybody around a sheep is a shepherd. There are some. They're just thieves. And I hate to tell you this, they exist in every church. People that come into church and they are only interested in what's in it for me. How does it work for me? Is it set up to make it work like I like it? And if it doesn't, then I am going to steal the moment away, turn the focus to myself, and I'm going to steal it. And if you know what, a few sheep have to leave so that I can have it the way that I want it, so be it. I'm okay with that. Because again, what's my goal? Healthy me. What's my commitment level? Myself. So when we move to the hired hand, I guess it gets a little better. Because a hired hand, they do what they're told. I have a secular job. I go to work every day, and I have a list of things that they tell me to do. And I do them because they do what? They give me a paycheck. See, that's the hired hand. They're committed to doing as they're told because they're given a paycheck. And I want to tell you something. I think there's a lot of church people that this is as far as they ever get. They come to the conclusion that I'm not a sheep. I don't want to just be the animal wandering around. So I'm going to go into the career of being a career hired hand Christian. Well, what do I need to do that? Well, you need to get baptized. Okay. Told me I had to get baptized. I can go do that. Well, you have to take communion. Okay. I can do that. Sure. A little juice. A little, I can do that. Well, you have to come to church. Okay. I can do that. Well, you have to serve. Well, I can serve. What do you want me to do? What's my obligation to it? That's the hired hand, folks. They do everything because it's what I'm supposed to do. It's an obligation. You're punching a time clock. You're here because it's the thing you do. And you know what? I think we've bred this mentality in our churches. Haven't we? I mean, after all, we look at people and say, well, you don't want to go to hell. You should be a Christian. Yeah, you're right. I don't want to go to hell, so I should be a Christian. You want God to bless your life, right? So you should be a Christian. Well, yeah, I'd like to have some blessings in my life, so I think I'll be a Christian. You know, don't we? You set them up for the paycheck. All they're interested in is, what am I going to get out of it? When am I going to get paid? And the unfortunate thing is most of that is like, we teach it, it's in the future. And so, you know what? We have people that come out of their obligation, they're waiting to get paid. So the entire time they're here, they grumble, they complain, they whine. Because you know what? They're committed to the paycheck. They're looking for God so that they can get something out of it. It's just that thing that we do. And the result is, notice what happens. What you get is abandoned sheep. I want to tell you something. I've experienced, they come every single week, and you get attached to them. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and things get a little complicated, and the first thing you know, they're gone. And I can remember this as a teenager because we went through a period where it seemed like we were switching youth ministers as often as some people change socks. And every time a youth minister left and a new one came aboard, the teenagers got a little more cynical and a little more cynical because, how long is this one going to be here? To the point we actually were taking wages. How long do you think this one's going to last before he leaves us? You understand, they weren't shepherds. They were hired hands. They merely showed up to do the job that they were being paid for, and as soon as things got complicated or when there was a better job offer, they abandoned where they were because guess what? They were never committed to the flock. They were committed to the paycheck. And I think we as Christians, we get stuck here. We get committed to the paycheck, to what God's going to do for me in my life. And then in the path, we leave a lot of lonely and confused sheep. And then we have the audacity to look around at the congregation and say, well, where are the sheep? They didn't have a shepherd. All they had was a hired hand. And maybe they've had a few over the years. And as they switched, the sheep become discontent. And they begin to wander away. You know, these don't sound like good career paths for me, do they? I mean, sure, I might make some profit. I might get some sheep. But I don't think this is what Jesus wanted us to be. Just here for myself or for what I get out of it. Jesus asked us to be the shepherd. That's what he called Peter to do, right? Isn't that what he said? when he called Peter aside and he said, "Hey, Peter, do you really love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, yes, I really love you." What was his command? "Feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep. Feed my lambs." And here's the thing. He never promised Peter a thing. He just said, "Hey, look, this is what you're being called to do, is to take care of the sheep, because I am the good shepherd and you're supposed to be following me." And so as Peter followed Jesus and people followed Peter, then you understand what they happened. What happened, right? They were actually following Jesus because the shepherd knew where he was going. And then eventually that shepherd went away, because Peter's not here today, and the sheep continued to follow not just Peter, but they were now following Christ, because Peter set the example for them. So this morning I do want to point out, what's the difference? What is a shepherd? What does he look like? And the first thing is, they do what is needed. A shepherd looks around, and nobody needs to tell them that sheep needs to be fed. "I know, he's my sheep." Nobody needs to tell them, "Well, that sheep is sick." "I know, I got it." Nobody has to keep asking them to do things. They take their own responsibility because of what's going on. There is no job that is too menial for a shepherd. What did Jesus say? "I'll lay down on the ground and be the gate." You get what that means, right? That means if a sheep is going to exit, if you don't get up, that means the sheep is actually going to walk right over top of you. He's like, "I'm okay with that. I'll lay down and be the gate, if that's what it takes to take care of these sheep." There is no job that is too dangerous for a shepherd. What did Jesus say? He stays and fights the wolf. We see in the Old Testament that when the bear and the lion came, David said, "I took care of them. I killed them with my bare hands." Okay, why? Because he was the shepherd. And the sheep were his focus. He was committed to the flock, because all sheep have value to the shepherd. Even the ones that walk away. And I got to tell you something, this is hard. This is the hard part of all of this, because, you know, we can be okay with doing the things that we see need to be done, and we can be doing the things that maybe are just downright menial, even the things that are dangerous. But when we do it and we see sheep that constantly keep wandering away, and we're like, "Don't you get it? Just forget it. You just go leave them alone, and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them," right? Just let them go, and we'll just focus on the sheep that are right here. And then those sheep wander and wander. And they wander. You see, the difference is the shepherd doesn't let them get very far. The shepherd doesn't know where they are. They know where their sheep are. Because like I said, they are committed to the flock. They delight themselves in seeing healthy sheep. If you've got a shepherd's heart, then you know what? The number of sheep is not as important as the health of the sheep. Unhealthy sheep frustrate shepherds, because you know what? That's what you want. You want sheep that are healthy, able to sustain, able to give birth to more sheep, because that's a shepherd's heart. Jesus says the shepherd know their sheep. This is exactly what he said in verse 14. "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." There's a relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. Is there a relationship between the thief and the sheep? No. The thief only said, "Oh, that one looks good. He's kind of fat. Ooh, he'd make good, so I'll take him." Or, "Hey, that one looks like it has a lot of wool. There's money in it." There's no relationship. Is there a relationship between the hired hand and the sheep? Not really. Hired hand comes in and says, "Okay, I got my paycheck. Okay, there were 100 sheep when I got there, and there were 100 sheep when I left. Therefore, my job is done," right? But the shepherd, it says, "I know my sheep. I get close to them." There's a book out there that the elders have been through before. It says they smell like sheep. You know, you can't be around a sheep that you don't begin to smell like them. So last week I asked you, to think about who your sheep is. So now I want to ask yourself, do you smell like the sheep that you've been ministering to? Or are you trying to change the sheep to smell like you? Maybe put a little perfume on them, you know, make them smell better. You realize if you hang out with the sheep, you're going to smell like a sheep. Whoever you've chosen to be your sheep, you're going to end up smelling just like them, going where they go, doing what they do, because it says you have to get to know these sheep. And the funny thing is they're constantly looking for more sheep to shepherd. That's a shepherd's heart. If one wanders in and says, oh, look, there's a sheep. I'm not going to let him go and take, I'm going to take care of him. And if they see one out there, they'll go out and they'll find that one. They're never satisfied with just the ones that they have in the flock. They are looking for an ever-growing flock, not because they're just interested in numbers, but because they understand, where's the safest place for a sheep? In the flock. You're not designed to be out there by yourself. You were designed to live in a flock. And as shepherds, which all of us have called to be, then we need to understand this is what God is asking us to be. Now, here's the hard part. To get to that point, to be a shepherd, well, remember, the thief sacrificed sheep. The hired hand, they didn't really sacrifice much except for maybe the time that they got paid for. The shepherd's willing to sacrifice everything, including themselves. That's hard. So that means if my sheep needs something that's not what I like, then you know what? I cater to the sheep. That means if my sheep wants to go this way and I can't stop them, that means I have to go along with them to keep them safe. See, that's where Bo Peep made her mistake. She was always looking for the sheep, and she never went with the sheep. She just kind of sat there in her seat and waited, and when they wandered away, she's like, they'll come back eventually. And if they don't, there's always more sheep, right? We'll just go find some new ones. Isn't that kind of how we think sometimes? And God says, no, we're supposed to be looking after the people that God has put in our life, even the ones that wander, and constantly leading them back. And you know what you get out of that? Trusting sheep. It says that the shepherd doesn't need a leash for its sheep. The shepherd doesn't need anything special for the sheep. You know how the shepherd calls the sheep? He just calls them. And the sheep comes to him because that is what they do, because they trust the shepherd. I think maybe this is what we're missing sometimes. The lost sheep in the world, they don't trust us. They've watched us too many times sacrifice a few along the way because it worked better for me. They watched us be kind of narrow-minded in the way that we approach things and only want to get what I deserve. And now they're looking at us and they're kind of skeptical. So just so you know, that's the introduction to the sermon. I know you're worried, but the sermon is really short this morning. Because what I really want to look at is the result. Because the people that are listening to my voice, you probably have heard that story so many times. It's a really great sermon. Jesus gives an awesome outline. I swiped that right out of the Jesus outline. But I want you to look at the result, because there was a way people responded to what Jesus said. This is what it said in verses 19 and 21. The Jews who heard these words were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? So Jesus gave this message and nobody cheered him for it. Nobody said, great message, Jesus. Nobody said, awesome idea, Jesus. Nobody said, sign me up. I want to be a shepherd, Jesus. They said, wait a minute. You're crazy. Are you insane? You're asking us to take on the role of being a shepherd? I don't think so. And it says these were the Jewish people, the people that were supposed to be following God, and they were not interested. What they were interested in was name calling. He can't be right. He's got to be demon possessed. He's missing got a few screws loose. He's maybe missing the brick shy of a road here, folks. I mean, he's asking us to do something that we've never thought about, that I'm supposed to sacrifice myself to reach somebody that's lost. That's crazy talk. It says that many were upset at such a brash message. Can you imagine that? They got upset at Jesus. They didn't want to listen to Jesus anymore. And you know why? Because they didn't want to be shepherds. They had lived their life, their entire religious life, being a good hired hand, doing the things they were told to do. You know how that goes, right? Go to the temple, take something to sacrifice, say you're sorry for your sins, go home, sin a little more, go back, take a lamb, do what you're supposed to do, go back there. Oh, don't forget, we got to do this. There was all kind of rules and regulations. And they had become content with just being a hired hand. And some of them had become content with just being a thief. They were stealing God's flock blind by taking advantage of others, and they didn't want to stop. But not all of them were like that, though. It says others considered Jesus' words, and they were convicted. They listened to what Jesus was saying, and they said, you know what? Maybe I've got the wrong idea about this. Maybe I need to change my career path. Maybe it is Jesus is right about this whole thing. And you know what? I really am supposed to be a shepherd. But you know what there wasn't? No neutral. Look at the verses again, 19 and 21. Either you thought about what Jesus said and it convicted you, or you became mad at Jesus. There was nobody walked up to Jesus and said, Jesus, I want to let you know something. That was a very cute sheep sermon that you just told. I really enjoyed that object lesson. Nobody walked up to Jesus and said, you know what? Nice going, Jesus. You really hit me where I thought. Nobody said a word to Jesus about any of that. Because there was no neutral. There was no entertainment value in what Jesus did. He basically drew a line. He said, you know what? I'm going to draw three. Either you're a thief, you're a hired hand, or you're a shepherd. Pick. Pick. What's your career path? When you come here on Sunday morning, or you say you're a Christian, or you say you're a member of a church, I want to know, which one are you? Are you here this morning because you're a thief? You just came here this morning to get whatever you wanted, and as soon as you leave, whatever you didn't, you're just going to go about your way. Are you here this morning because you're the hired hand? Somebody told you this is what you're supposed to do to get to heaven. Somebody told you this is what you're supposed to do to be a good person. So you're here this morning, so you pick that career path. Or are you here this morning and you pick door number three? The shepherd. You're here this morning because you've come to the conclusion of who Jesus is, and you've decided you're going to follow him, and you understand the concept of following is, I become what he was. And what did Jesus say he was? I am the good shepherd. I have sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Wow. You get there's only one choice, right? But it's all about your commitment. It's about what you've decided to become. See, I can't make this choice for you. Now, there are some, you might, well, I don't like any of those. I'm just going to stay a sheep. We solved that last week. You can't stay a sheep. It doesn't work that way. Jesus even said it. You can't stay a sheep. The moment you decide to follow Christ, you are going to become something other than a sheep. But you get to decide which role you want to take. Now, obviously, there's only one right choice because these other two, it's not going to lead them closer to Christ. It just leads them in a relationship with themselves. So this morning, I need you to decide for yourself, what path do I want to take in my relationship with Christ? Because while they have some similarities, and sometimes it's complicated and difficult to tell one from the other, they all don't look the same. Can you look at that picture? And it's kind of easy to tell who's who, right? The thief, the hired hand, or the shepherd. How about when I look at your life? Can I see what you are? Or have you put on a disguise and tried to make yourself look like a shepherd, but really you're just in this for yourself? Or you're just in this for the moment? So you've decided, I want to look like a shepherd, but I'm not interested in the commitment level it takes to be a shepherd. It's your choice this morning. I'm going to ask Patty to make her way back up here, and we are going to sing our closing song. And this morning,